Lecture 4, The Story of the Buddha.
When someone encounters Buddhism for the first time, the first and most natural question, really, it's a question I suspect that you've been asking for yourselves, is simply this: who was the Buddha, and who was the man who set this incredibly rich and complex religious tradition in motion? This is the lecture now when we finally have a chance to address that question directly and to speak about the life of the Buddha. If you're at all curious about the impact this man has had on the lives of the people of India, where he was born and in all the other countries, including modern America, where Buddhism has become such an important part of the religious landscape, it's natural to ask another question, too. How did the life story of this person we call the Buddha, become so deeply woven into the lives of the people who call themselves Buddhists? In this lecture, I'd like really to do two things: to tell you the story of the Buddha, and also to reflect about the way that story has been mirrored in the lives of the Buddhist people throughout Asia, who have oriented their life in one way or another around this classical image of what the Buddha was, how he acted, and how he set the tradition in motion. Historically, we've just got a handful of facts we can hold on to tell ourselves about the life story of the Buddha. We know, or we think we know, that he was born in the family of King Suddhodana and Queen Maya about the year 566 BCE, in a region of the Indian subcontinent that now lies in southern Nepal. He was a member of the Shakya tribe. His clan name was Gautama, and his given name was Siddhartha, which means something like goal achieved or maybe mission accomplished. It's been common in the Buddhist world to refer to him either as Siddhartha Gautama, or even more commonly as Shakya Muni, the sage of the Shakya tribe. He's often called by this name, especially in East Asia, when he's distinguished from other Buddhas who represent other traditions that we'll discuss when we move on to the discussion of the Mahayana. This handful of facts is important to us. They tell us that the Buddha was not a figment of somebody's imagination. He was a real human being who walked the dusty roads of northern India 2,500 years ago, at a time when India and many other important regions around the world were going through a process of fairly intense religious ferment. But these facts don't tell us very much about what the Buddha did or about what he has meant to his followers in the Buddhist tradition. To learn about the Buddha this way, we have to turn to stories Buddhists tell about the Buddha and learn to look at the Buddha through Buddhist eyes. To tell the story of the Buddha the way Buddhists tell it, we have to begin not with his birth, but with his previous births. As I said in the last lecture, the Buddhist tradition arose at a time when the doctrine of reincarnation was a basic assumption of Indian religious life. People assumed that human beings did not live just one life and then go on to some kind of reckoning in the afterlife. They cycled around again and again in a process of death and rebirth, and not a very pleasant process. In fact, this process, as you know, is called samsara, not to be confused. I didn't mention this in the last lecture, not to be confused with the perfume of the same name, which expresses, I think, a rather different conception of human life. The word samsara in classical India meant simply to wander from one life to the next, potentially without end. How you feel about this depends a lot on how you feel about the process of an endless sequence of lives in this world, or possibly in worlds that may not be quite as pleasant as the one that we presently inhabit.